I mentioned in the first hour the FBI informant testifying. It was actually the Uranium One deal, which is, again, ridiculous. I mean, watching this individual this morning on Fox News, who is, you know, whose identity has been altered, his physical and voice identity, it's ridiculous. All of this is just theater. The real crimes are never prosecuted. And this is an insult to the memory of John F. Kennedy, as far as the words that we played from his address to the newspaper, the American Newspaper Publishers Association is concerned. The secret society speeches, as many people have come to kind of know that speech back on April 27th, 1961, I wanted to play Kennedy's inaugural address too. You know, that those famous words, obviously, from his inaugural address. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. I think of that when I think of there are folks who can ill afford, in terms of time or money, to investigate things that are actually investigating. I mean, think about the information that has come to light in regard to the Las Vegas nonsense, just as a result of grassroots investigation. Folks kind of pressing for answers. And the mainstream press seems to have gone largely to sleep on the Las Vegas incident. Tucker Carlson seems to be one individual in the establishment press interested in pursuing answers to difficult questions that shouldn't really be difficult at all. But other than that, I mean, who else is there? There really isn't anybody. That softball session with the union president, David Hickey, last night on Tucker was weird and ridiculous. But it's pretty obvious that no one related to kind of the inner workings of what happened in Las Vegas and what apparently continues to happen is interested in being forthcoming with answers. You know, like I said, I mean, I remember the Michael Milken days, the Keating Five, and those things were not okay. Now we just, you know, it's a post-truth world. What are you going to do? You know, as long as people have a persuasive argument, I mean, what's the problem? Is there really a crime? Yes, there is a crime. Yes, Virginia, there is a crime. So we should stop. I mean, we've gone beyond exonerating criminals. Now we seem to celebrate the criminals in this society. That gets back to the point that I've made about the shift in articles that we've seen since I noticed it around 2012, when we started seeing articles in suggestibilist fashion, as I would say, that suggested that, you know, maybe sociopaths in corporate America aren't a bad idea. These people that we used to prosecute and put in prison for 20 or 30 years, you know, maybe we should have them running corporations. Maybe that's a good idea. Maybe the Jeffrey Dahmers and the Kevin Coes and the Ted Bundys of the world should be in corporate leadership, because, you know, they're unencumbered by conscience and guilt and things like that. And so now psychopaths run corporate America, and we wonder why we have problems. Some folks have noted in recent years how there's been a shift in corporate America, even you know, among questionable corporate alliances, there was still a sort of code of ethics, you might say, and even that has changed. It's a free for all, as folks have noted. Really, kind of a marked shift since the Enron days, some folks have observed, and so now. Now we're just in free fall. which is very unfortunate. Anyway, we should get back to other stories. And, you know, I don't know if we can play a clip. I want to make this one point. We'll go to the phones. Phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. I want to make this one point about Las Vegas. Interestingly, you know, there are infinite articles and videos. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 mainstream video clips that all mention motive, lack thereof, for the Las Vegas incident. Going back to October 7th, here are some of the headlines, or the, you can find these videos on YouTube. Investigators searching for motive in Las Vegas massacre. That was Fox News, October 7th. Did the shooter have a motive for the massacre in Las Vegas? That was Face the Nation, October 8th, which was an awful segment. Did the shooter have a motive? Nah, you know, he just planned for months or maybe a year or more and spent over $100,000 to mow people down at a concert for no particular reason, just because, you know, he didn't have anything better to do. Did he have a motive? I mean, what kind of – just ridiculous. Las Vegas shooting. Investigators still in search of gunman Stephen Paddock's motive. That was today, October 9th, the Today Show. Former Vegas officer talks search for shooter's motive, Fox News, October 7th. Police still uncertain of Las Vegas shooter's motive, Fox Business. Why is the Las Vegas shooter's motive so elusive, Fox News? Former FBI agent talks Las Vegas gunman's motive and plot, Fox News. Investigators continue to search for motive behind Las Vegas attack. That was CBS. And there are many more. All of the major networks have these kinds of pieces. Alternative news, of course. Motive, motive, motive. It's the first thing you establish in a crime because it helps you establish who the criminal is, obviously. And I thought it was telling. This is the point that I wanted to make. So on the question of motive, considering the FBI, CIA, ATF, etc. is notorious for creating the terrorists they ostensibly catch. I thought it was interesting that Aaron Cohen sort of had a conspicuous, if not accidental, tip-off. I think it was yesterday or the day before. I think it was the day before on Fox News. And Aaron Cohen, you know, you always hear on Fox News talking about how we need to do what Israel does. We need to treat people more like dogs, like Israel. You know, treat common citizens like criminals, treat criminals and common citizens like dogs, because, you know, that's the solution to terrorism. But I digress. So on this clip on YouTube titled Vegas Shooter Reportedly Removed Hard Drive from Laptop, it's interesting that he was asked why would he remove his, you know, the improbable scenario of the alleged shooter, if there was one. And, you know, on that point, real quick, it's interesting. We have, you know, former FBI assistant director Chris Swecker, we played that clip yesterday, him saying, you know, we should see, and that was on the 3rd of October, 2 days later. He said, I expect to see an uncharacteristically clear picture emerge in the very near future. Video of him going in, video of him videoing himself in his room, because remember we had the initial accounts of a baby monitor in the room and then the cameras outside. So who monitors themselves? Who records themselves? You know, why would you – does it make any sense? You're recording yourself for what purpose? Do you want the world to see, but you're going to get rid of your laptop hard drive? Does that make any sense? You're going to survive the event, and then you decide to shoot yourself in the face? I mean, does that make any sense? No, but if you're running a counterintelligence operation or something like that, and you have handlers remotely monitoring, observing, and what do you call it? Guiding and orchestrating the operation, you would want to be watched, wouldn't you? And then, like I said, Aaron Cohen has this conspicuous, if not accidental, tip-off. He said, when asked why, and he said, well, I can tell you from my experience in the intelligence business that we would destroy a hard drive if we were conducting an operation. And we didn't want any circuitry fingerprints, any email fingerprints, any type of email fingerprints, any type of web browsing fingerprints. Essentially, what it does is it erases any potential findings to a motive. It destroys the mosaic or the composition of the mosaic completely. Who would want to do that? Well, I'll leave it at that for the moment. But, you know, it's interesting. Those words, as we hear, you know, over and over in these clips, like the one investigative searching for motive or face the nation, oh, maybe we'll never hear. Maybe we'll never hear about a motive. And that makes sense. You know, why wouldn't a guy just plan for over a year, spend over $100,000 to do something for no apparent reason? Right at the end of the festival, if it's that well planned and orchestrated, and he's interrupted in installing security cameras. And by the way, what about that other room that was Brian Hodges' room? Brian Hodges isn't a suspect. Jesus Campos isn't a suspect. The firing didn't start until Jesus Campos arrived, but he's not a suspect. Hopefully that hard drive didn't travel to Mexico with Jesus, but yeah, I'm sure it'll never be found. Anyway, let's go to the phones and grab Joe in Rhode Island. Joe, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris. Can you hear me?
Yep. Chris, hey, Joe.
Can you hear me? Yeah.
Yep.
Hi, Chris. There were the country music festival in Las Vegas. 1 week before, there was another festival held in New York City, Central Park. Contrasting concerts. At this music festival in Las Vegas, the country music festival, Amazing Grace was played by the main group, God Bless America, the national anthem, and even other gospel songs were played with a Christian theme and country theme. Whereas, in contrast to the week before, which was actually televised for 5 hours on MSNBC, it was the concert there was called the Citizens of the World Concert.
Yeah, the Global Citizen.
You see the concert?
Yeah.
The Global Citizens Concert. Citizens of the World.
Celebrating the way they titled it. Yay.
Not the citizens of the United States anymore.
Nope.
Chris, if you want to see censorship in America, all you've got to do is watch the NFL on Sunday afternoon. And you'll see the national anthem censored. Also, Chris, one other point I just wanted to bring out to you. There was a book written by a Detroit lawyer, Constance Cumby.
Mm-hmm.
She was from Detroit, Michigan. She has thoroughly researched the New Age movement, having read hundreds of books on the subject. She had a number one bestseller in 1984 on the subject. The main title of her book is The New Age Movement and the Coming Age of Barbarism. I strongly urge, Chris, all Christians, at least, and other people of faith, to strongly read this book. Purchase the book, read the book. Very, very important. The subtleties, this is back in 1984, of the corporations. You know, people often say, and groups, people often say, where did the, in the 60s and 70s, they used to have a lot of these transcendental meditation and all these meditation organizations and groups. You don't hear about them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you read the book, you'll know where they are now.
Yep.
She was way ahead of her time, Chris. She was way, way ahead of her time. She was a prophet. She could see the barbarism that's coming. And, you know, she mentions a lot of names, and she's thoroughly versed, and people have to read this book. They'll be amazed. And this was a number one bestseller in 1984.
Mm-hmm.
If you read it today, you will not believe, and I can imagine all the other groups, worldwide groups, that are added to this list. So, you know, knowledge is important in these end times, Chris.
Absolutely, Joe. I agree. And the full title of her book was The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, The New Age Movement and Our Coming of Barbarism. And it is a great book. And I've referred to it, a number of hosts on this network have referred to it. I agree. It's essential reading. It was a provocatively insightful book, but she was among folks sounding the alarm. I think this, there were the precursors. I'm not so convinced that she was a prophet as much as she was just kind of listening and paying attention to the warnings that had come before for, close to 100 years. We'd heard the warnings, and the cultural decline was in full swing at that point for at least a couple of decades. And but it is a brilliant book, absolutely, and I agree. We should all be reading books like that today. Mm-hmm. And I tie that back to Pike's letter to Mazzini back in 1871. It's, folks say it's apocryphal. Well, read it, and particularly the section about World War III, and see if it doesn't correlate exactly to what you're talking about in Constance Cumby's book.
Sure. One reading out of the book, she talks about a new world order, a new world religion, and a new age Christ, who is neither Jesus nor the Christ. Mm-hmm. So she just lays it right out there. And I mean, this was in the 80s, early 80s.
Yeah.
Before even the mention of the new world order was even mentioned by our political leaders.
Not really. If you read D.L. Cuddy's work, especially, and other folks, D.L. Cuddy is a guy who has done a great job of pulling out the some of the early 20th century quotes, especially from political leaders who talk about that. Establishment and specifically, I think D.L. Cuddy is one of the folks that has pointed to the earliest references to the New World Order. I forget exactly when the first was, but it was pretty early in the 20th century. More of those warnings.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you, Chris. I haven't listened to you that much, so I don't know who you've quoted or who you've had on, but you're very interesting. You're very well studied, and I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Joe. So, thanks for your call and for your observations. Appreciate it. As far as Constance Cumby's book is concerned, it's true. It's hard to argue that we have arrived here at this mess in America by accident. I mean, you really can't argue that. There is no such thing as accidental history. And, especially when you start reading folks like Arnold J. Toynbee or Carol Quigley, you understand that there are no accidents in history. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Stick around. More right after this break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Quick point on that note, I certainly don't mean to detract at all. Joe, your observations are great. I just wanted to kind of add to that or augment to the point about Constance Cumby's book, which people should be reading, and juxtaposing the sort of patriotic, faith-based celebration at the end of the Route 91 Harvest Festival, in spite of the fact that all of these festivals are, kind of run by the same forces. There have been the warnings, if you search, I mentioned D.L. Cuddy, excuse me, combining names, but D.L. Cuddy, if you search D.L. Cuddy New World Order quotes, you will come across invariably, among other entries, a chronological history of the New World Order by D.L. Cuddy, arranged and edited by John Loeffler. And that's an interesting collection of quotes dating back to the beginning of the 20th century, actually even before. And, there are other warnings. Myron Fagan's talk is kind of a legendary one. I mentioned yesterday the book, The Union Jack, published back in 1971 anonymously under the nom de plume Helen Peters, and the prologue in particular, which kind of foreshadows the same future, and so that's important. But as far as the Global Citizen Week nonsense is concerned, one of my favorite books of all time on this New Agey nonsense is Gary Kaa's book. And he has a few, but The New World Religion, The Spiritual Roots of Global Government. And Gary Kaa was a government guy who was invited to, I forget the exact story, but I think it was, you know, he was invited to check out a new facility for basically for that same thing, that, you know, this new world order. And he was like, what? I missed the memo on that. So anyway, it's an interesting book. He goes back through the religious roots, if you will, or the spiritual roots, as he puts it, of global government and this whole new agey thing, who some of the movers and shakers were, that, you know, some of the names we don't usually hear. And I think that's really important and helpful as far as this global Citizen Week nonsense is concerned, all these festivals and Earth Day and so forth, which obviously ties back to the UN and the Earth Charter and that silly room the UN has for religious observations. It's really just kind of a satanic, demonic, devil worshiping room, as far as I'm concerned. Without getting too far off on that, you know, like I said, I think Gary Kaa's book is good, and you can see some of his other work at his website, GaryKaa.org, I think is the website, and his last name is spelled K-A-H, so Gary, GaryKaa.org is where his information is. And other people have written, you know, similar works, obviously, but his book is fairly concise but comprehensive. It's listed as 330 pages, published back in 1999 originally, I think. It's been out for a while and it's fantastic. I highly recommend it, and I don't think you'll find a more concise yet comprehensive read anywhere, in my humble opinion, anyway. So let's go back to the phones and grab John in Tennessee. John, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Chris, I'm sorry I called.
Hey, sorry about that. I wasn't sure if we were doing the music. We're headed into a break. We'll come back with John as soon as we come back. Sorry about that, John. We'll be right back, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Thank you.
you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality. There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Friday, October 27th, 2017. You know, we play the good life sometimes, just to kind of, you know, happy days, the good life. We play Sinatra singing the good life, and to kind of free associate, if you are familiar with the inauguration of JFK, since he's kind of in the headlines again, you know, with the files recently declassified, that nonsense, Sinatra hosted the inaugural ball for JFK. It was actually called the Sinatra Inaugural Ball. And Sinatra and Peter Lawford actually organized and hosted the pre-inaugural ball at the D.C. Armory on the eve of Inauguration Day, January 19, 1961. That's just a little, I don't know, nostalgia, or a little, what do you call it? What's the game? I forget. Trivia. So anyway, John, I apologize. I didn't realize we were going into a break in the last segment. Okay. I apologize, but down in Tennessee. Thanks for calling. Welcome.
That's not a problem. Well, look, I call a lot, and I feel bad. But at the same time, Chris, you know, you talked earlier about making, like, John Wayne Gacy and others, put them in government,
yeah,
put them over corporations.
Yeah.
If we really knew how dark the corporations and our government, not just in this country, but in our state and local governments, if we really knew, John Wayne Gacy would be an improvement.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bundy would be an improvement, because yeah, although they're evil people, I'm convinced that the ones who are in positions of authority are so dark and so given over to the dark side. You know, about 10 years ago, a guy in Indiana or Illinois named Rodney, a listener to RBN, sent me a book by Russ Dizdar. And I have been following and listening to Russ Dizdar for the last 10 years. And for about the last 2 years, I've been subscribed to Guns at Face Like the Sun. What a young man. He sounds young. What a guy. He suggested a couple days ago, on one of his videos, the documentary called Despicable. Have you heard of it or watched it yet?
No.
Every person, Christian or not, needs to watch Despicable. It's documentation. I mean, this is real. It'll make you cry in the beginning, and it will make you thank God near the end. I mean, this stuff is real, and it's in government. It's in the attorneys. It's your banker. It's your next-door neighbor. It is the darkest of the dark. It's the unimaginable, and it's real. So when we talk about the things that are going on, we talk about the political corruption, we talk about transhumanism, we talk about all of this, there's one entity that's behind it all, and I can't stress that enough. And
absolutely,
the previous caller, he was right. But I remember as a kid in the 60s in Detroit, a guy by the name of Elmer Call, who was a neighbor, I had no idea what the New World Order was. But Elmer Call, before the internet, before the access to knowledge of the things that are going on were available, this man was reading, and I think he was probably a genius looking back and kind of ruminating on it. He's probably a genius because he had so much truth before it was available by just tapping a few keys on a keyboard and looking at source documentation, along with Ralph Epperson, who I happened to become a very good friend about 10 years ago. I call him daily if I want to, but at least once a week I'll give Ralph a call. He's getting old now. His fire is not left him, but it's fading. He's approaching 80 years old. So yeah. these things, you know, I hesitate to use the word great people, but the people that were behind the truth movement before it was called the truth movement took a lot of ridicule. They took a lot of marginalization. They took a lot of career loss and family loss and loss of their marriage because they were interested in the truth. And we can't forget that.
Absolutely.
You know, so when you think you're all alone, you're not all alone. There's people that have made it possible for you to have the understanding that you have now, and they paid a great price to do it. And it goes back to it. There's a guy named Bouley. I can't remember the book he wrote. I had it at one time, and I can't find it. I can't find it online. But these things were so out there. And again, if your listeners have not gone to YouTube and Face Like the Sun, go to Face Like the Sun and subscribe. It's a young Japanese-American man, according to himself, who's a Christian. And that channel has got so many different... I don't know how he does it. Anyway, I'll leave it at that. You know, what it boils down to, Chris, is the age-old battle between good and evil. And it's time that people decide which side they're going to be on. And I don't mean in yourself or in and of yourself. Put on your spiritual armor and be, and you can't put it on if you don't know who the truth is, not what the truth, who the truth
is.
I think I lost you. Okay, well, apparently Chris is having technical problems, but it's we need to understand who our enemy is. Yes, it's the New World Order. Yes, it's the governments of the world that want to put this nation into subjection. They want to put the world into subjection. They want to control where we go and when we go and what we do and where we do it, what we eat and what we drink. And I can guarantee you they're not drinking. They're not eating the same food and water and liquids that we are. Ours are polluted, ours are modified, and they're having $800 dinners at the White House. They're eating food. We're eating trash. I hope he gets back. Listen, man, I hate to do it, but I've got to go. So, and apparently you lost me. All right. Bye-bye. Thank you.
tightrope between fact and fiction. Been wrestling with demons in small bottle prisons. Been talking to sinners who claim to be Christian. Been shouting at leaders who claim to be listening. And the pendulum swings from the left to the right. Its momentum increases the need for the fight. Like a moment of blindness and a lifetime of sight. And I am caught somewhere in the middle. I saw a president blind to the needs of his people. Saw a camel that passed through the eye of a needle. Saw a group of old men whose money was evil. Saw a cross breaking free from the cage of a steeple. Saw beggars and cripples dying in squalor. A son whose sins had exceeded his father. Saw a nation of sleepers whose dreams were forgotten. And a bushel of apples from a tree that was rising. And a pendulum swings from the left to the right. Its momentum increases the need for the fight. Like a blindfold when it's time to walk toward the light. And I am lost somewhere in the middle. I heard the echo of suffering in the valley of laughter. Heard the rumble of earthquakes far under the water. I heard a court jester whose forked tongue was twisted. It told us of dangers that never existed. Heard voices that claim to be more.
Okay, that was fun, wasn't it? Good times. So John brought up some good points. Joe brought up some good points. I wanted to just mention real quick that in addition to the names that were mentioned, I mentioned Myron Fagan before. Again, none of this is new. It's all the same nonsense. If you look up Abel Archer, we know that Abel Danger is an exercise series that we hear about often. Abel Archer is the code name for Command Post Exercise carried out back in 1983, the NATO exercise. And what's interesting in this context is Korean Airlines Flight 007 in connection with Abel Archer. And, of course, those who know remember that Congressman Larry McDonald was a passenger on Flight 007. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And he was one of the folks that was outspoken about this cabal that Joe first kind of brought up in this broadcast. So, Congressman Larry McDonald was perhaps best noted for his remarks about this conspiracy, and was very outspoken and very articulate, which is obviously why he had to take a dirt nap, unfortunately, because he was talked about the Rockefeller specifically, and he it was very specific. Anyway, I don't have that quote off the top of my head. I wish we could play the clip, actually. Him talking about the New World Order. I don't know if we don't have time for that. Maybe we'll do that next week. Anyway, look up Congressman Larry McDonald if you're not familiar. I don't remember the quote off the top of my head. But
I was also going to mention, you know, when John was talking about folks going back in history, I mean, and speaking of Ralph Epperson, I think of folks like Eustace Mullins at the behest of Ezra Pound and the research that he performed, and you have a number of other folks, guys like, well, we'll talk more about that when we come back. We'll go to the phones, talk more when we come back. Stick around more right after this break.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Friday, October 27, 2017. Let me just mention this real quick. We'll go back to the phones real quick. So there are a number of other great names along the way that have, you know, you have guys like Gary Allen, of course, and Under Call Conspiracy, The Rockefeller File, those kinds of books. But speaking of Congressman Larry McDonald, it's interesting that to note, perhaps, that you know, as I said, folks that are not familiar should look up his appearance on Crossfire back in May of 1983. Speaking of that time frame that Joe was talking about, and Costas Company's book, Congressman Larry McDonald appeared on Crossfire back in May of 1983, and you know, you listen to him challenging Pat Buchanan and Tom Braden on Crossfire, and you understand why. Obviously, he had to take a dirt nap shortly thereafter in September. On September 1st, Flight 007 over Soviet airspace. But the operative quote here is, the drive of the Rockefellers and their allies is to create a one-world government combining supercapitalism and communism under the same tent, all under their control. He said, do I mean conspiracy? Yes, I do. I'm convinced there is such a plot in international scope, generations old in planning and incredibly evil in intent. But he was much more articulate in his Crossfire appearance. So if you haven't watched that, I encourage folks to watch that. Anyway, let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Anthony in New Jersey. Anthony, thanks for calling off.
Yes, hello, Chris. I'm sorry I had a lot to offer your listeners, but I don't think with the very short time we have left I'll be able to do that. But I will say that
the difficulty we had there.
No, I understand, but I'm up against the end of the program here. Probably got about a minute, so I can't speak in rapid speech. So I'm just going to say that you're on the right path. When you're referring to Myron Fagan, if your listeners haven't heard Red Stars Over Hollywood, it's on YouTube. I would recommend that they listen to it to find out about the communist conspiracy. I know you're probably well aware of it. And also about Father Coughlin and Father Fahey, which were foremost at exposing to the American public the evil which was now at work in the country and which was leading us into wars which we shouldn't have been in. I want to mention this about you made a Constance Cumby. I'm glad that people are waking up to the truth. Constance Cumby exposed a lot of the misdirection that's coming out of people like Edmund Paris and Eric Phelps. And what they're doing is they're attempting to libel the Catholic Church and the Jesuits for the crimes of the Jews. And they've done it through books, which I believe, very strongly believe, though cannot prove, is coming from Rothschild's money. I can prove it in other cases, but I don't have the time to go down the rabbit hole. But what they're doing is they're looking for an institution that's large enough to take the blame. And that's why they chose the Catholic Church. It is global, and it has resources. So they had to pin the blame on someone else, such as the transatlantic slave trade. Eric Phelps will say that the Federal Reserve Bank is run by the Jesuits. I mean, it's just outright absurdity to anyone who knows the facts. We have Eric Phelps saying that it was Cardinal Spellman who ran the plot to assassinate JFK. I mean, these are laughable to anyone. If you mentioned this to a Michael Collins Piper, I mean, he would be laughing off his chair at how absurd these things are. So the truth community has been taken in by these deceptions. I hear them on numerous networks spouting them. And I would challenge Eric Phelps to a debate at any time on air to discuss who really is the perpetrator of these crimes. So if Eric Phelps is out there, I will challenge you. Just give me the day and time and I'll be there.
Yeah, I appreciate your call, Anthony. Sorry we didn't have more time, folks. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. And we'll catch you on the other side.
Are in foreclosure or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.